Scene Mom says, welcome to the new podcast from former Phoenix radio host Danny Cutler. Each week, bringing you independent music, industry news, the occasional interview, and other fun segments. Let's get to it. Mom says hello and welcome to episode 7. That was Painting Fences from Arizona and their new single Ghostwriter. They are the biggest Rush fans I know, which you definitely hear in their music. The video for this song actually drops Thursday the 22nd, and it features a good friend of mine, Ryan Clark, owner of Hookworm Records in Arizona. Hope you had a wonderful week. Pretty uneventful here. Even the weather has been pretty tame. There was all this talk about this huge nor'easter coming through, dropping like 6-8 inches of snow, and we only got a couple. States south of us and also on the coast were hit much harder, but being a desert reject, I'm still getting used to having to plan my life around the weather, but also knowing that it can literally change within an hour. I've also been working on some merch. Yes, I have some Scene Mom Says merch for you, a couple things ready to roll over on Threadless, which I will link to in the show notes. As any independent artist knows, a lot goes into producing, and this is just a way that I can help offset the costs a little bit. Hosting the show, editing the show, buying music for the show. I try and buy the tracks from the bands when I can, and just the time it takes to put it all together. So I hope the merch is appealing enough and you like the show enough that you can throw a few bucks my way. I am also grateful for steady weather this week because also Thursday, the 22nd, I am making the trek to Boston for a show. You Arizona listeners know the band Dorsten, and they are currently on tour opening for indie artist Mark Amber. He has 2 sold-out nights in Boston at the Rockwood Music Hall, which happens to be right next to Fenway. It's also right next to a Wahlburgers, and now I know what I'm having for dinner before the show. Follow along on Instagram. You can join me on my first excursion into Boston for live music. DcutlerAZ is how you can find me. All right, let's get back to the music. Scene Mom Says, let's play some Dorsten and also some Mark Amber. This is his latest single, Belong Together.
I know sleep is friends with death, but maybe I should get some rest, 'cause I've been out here working all damn day. Blueberries and butterflies, the pretty things that greet my eyes when you call and I say I'm on my way. You and me belong together. Spilling wine and homemade drinks, we throw a cheers, the worries sink. Damn it, it's so good to be alive. We know that we don't got much, but then again, it's just enough. Broken smile
make me small. In your tea, I'll fall so low.
That was sibling duo Dorsten from Arizona with Whisper in the Dark. They have a new single coming out on Friday, the 23rd. So make sure you follow them on all of the things so you don't miss out. Before that was Mark Amber and his new single, Belong Together. And as always, all the links to all the things will be in the show notes. Let's get to some music news. Sir Paul McCartney has been reunited with the bass guitar that he used on Beatles hits, including Love Me Do and She Loves You, 51 years after it was stolen from the back of a van in London. The Hofner bass was found in a family's attic in Sussex thanks to a search by a project called The Lost Bass. Paul bought the guitar in 1961 and it was taken in West London in 1972. A spokesperson for the former Beatles said he was, quote, incredibly grateful for its return. The hunt began after the star urged Hofner to find his instrument. The bass was used on many of the Beatles' songs, and following an appeal for information by the Lost Bass Research Project, a family living in a terraced house in Sussex contacted the team, remembering that they had an old bass guitar in their attic. It was reunited with Paul McCartney in December. The guitar was retrieved in late September and verified by experts to confirm that it is genuine. Luckily, the bass was complete and still with its original case, but it will need some repairs to make it playable again. A new study tracking women's music credits has a surprise. Each year since 2018, the University of Southern California's Annenberg Inclusion Initiative has tracked the number of women credited on the music industry's biggest hits, and the numbers have usually been pretty dismal. Year after year, female artists, songwriters, and producers have been crowded out by men, sometimes by extraordinary margins. In their latest report, however, the study's researchers found some good news. Women's involvement in the biggest hits of 2023 was greatly improved from previous years, and in some measurements reached higher proportions than the researchers have found in more than a decade of data. For example, of last year's most popular tracks, as defined by Billboard's year-end Hot 100 singles chart, 35% of the credited performing artists were women. That is a higher number than USC's researchers have found for any year going back to 2012, and only the second time after 2022 that the number has been over 30%. And for the first time in the study's research window, a majority of the year's 100 most popular songs, 56% of them, had at least one female songwriter. Stacey L. Smith, an associate professor at the Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism, and also the study's lead author, was cautiously celebratory of the findings. While the latest numbers are up, she noted women still represented an average of about only 23% of performer credits on all surveyed songs since 2012. Some years that figure has been as low as 17%. Among the study's other findings, the growth in women's songwriting credits last year was, quote, due almost exclusively to a rise in the number of songwriters who are women of color, 55 individuals in 2023 compared with 33 the year before and 14 in 2012. They include SZA, Beyoncé, Pink Panthers, and Ice Spice. In technical positions in the studio, women still lag far behind men, even those whose numbers have also improved. In 2012, just 2.4% of top songs had a female producer. Over the last few years, that figure has been growing, and in 2023, it rose to 6.5%, representing a total of 14 women, the study's highest finding yet. It's a very interesting study, and though the numbers are up, still in like 30% is just bizarre, and I hope that continues to grow, honestly. That's your music news this week. I'll have links to both of these articles in the show notes, and if you have feedback or other thoughts, you can shoot me an email at cmomsays@gmail.com. All right, back to the music. Earlier, I talked about a new Painting Fences video coming out soon, and that Hookworm Records owner Ryan Clark is featured in the video. So allow me to introduce to you a couple of Hookworm Records artists. Starting off, this is Daphne and the Glitches and Power Shifter. Like a warlord, you want more.
You're listening to the Scene Mom Says podcast.
What if your dope was on fire?
Impossible, sir. It's in Johnson's underwear.
Follow Danny on social media, Scene Mom Says on Facebook, or D Cutler AZ on Instagram.
Boston duo Canyons and Locusts and their latest single, Love Goes Down the Drain. And before that, a couple of Hookworm Records artists, Tucson band Birds and Arrow with The Chemical Tide and Daphne and the Glitches with Power Shifter. As always, links to everything will be in the show notes. See, Mom says it is time for a little music history. On February the 19th of 2004, Johnny Cash's family blocked an attempt by advertisers to use his hit Ring of Fire to promote hemorrhoid relief products. The idea is said to have been backed by Merle Kilgore, who co-wrote the song with Cash's wife, June Carter Cash. Cash's daughter, Roseanne, said the family, quote, would never allow the song to be demeaned that way. Thank goodness. On February 22nd of 1989, a category for heavy metal was included at the Grammy Awards for the very first time. Metallica performed on stage, but the award went to Jethro Tull. Many audience members booed. Meanwhile, Bobby McFerrin won Record of the Year and Song of the Year for Don't Worry, Be Happy. Tracy Chapman was named Best New Artist, and Tina Turner won Best Female Rock Vocal Performance for Tina Live in Europe. Jethro Tull, that's a little more, I don't know, prog rock? Not really heavy metal. On the 23rd of February in 2010, London's Abbey Road Studios was made a listed building, protecting it from plans to radically alter it. Culture Minister Margaret Hodge listed the studios on the advice of English Heritage, saying it had, quote, produced some of the very best music in the world. The Beatles used Abbey Road for about 90% of their recordings. The studio was originally named EMI Studios, but they changed the name to Abbey Road Studios in 1970 because of the Beatles album. That's some music history for you for the week of February 19th through the 25th.
Charm. Thank you.
That was Magic Water from the Bellwethers, Arizona rock band. That's off their latest album, Psychic Radio. And before that, we had Boston artist Little Billy Lost with Shout. Shout out as well to Rock Garden Records for introducing me to so many amazing Boston bands. Okay, C-Mom says, listen up, artists, because it is time for your marketing promotion tip of the week. I have a new post out on my blog at DannyCutler.com called, Do You Have to Be Everything, Everywhere, All at Once? I start by talking a little bit about having intention in what you're doing, but I lead into online promotion. We have Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, X, Threads, our main places to be to promote and gain brand awareness. And they're all used in a different way and have a different type of audience, or at least they should. So do you have to be everywhere on social media? And as always, if you know your business and your business is music, it does become easier. Look at your metrics. For instance, I was taking time to schedule several posts a day over on X. And I would go through the feed and interact and do all the things. But then when I actually looked at my stats over like 30 to 60 days, there was hardly any interaction. So I stopped doing it and freed up that time to put it somewhere else. And you know what? My business is still here. So now I put my focus in the places where I have the most interaction, where I have a specific goal and am intentional in how I post. So what does this mean? It means a few things. Not auto-sharing from one account to another. Making sure to post the same content on different days or at different times, unless there's a specific reason for posting at the same time on all platforms. You can mix up your content in different places. How many of you follow the same person on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok, in all these places? Do you need to see the same thing four times in an hour? No. Have a reason for what you are sharing. Answer the why. Why am I sharing this? What do I want from this? Also not getting caught up in what the latest trends are. For instance, everyone says, post more video, but I rarely post a video and I don't use TikTok specifically for promotion. It just doesn't work for me. And I'm okay. The business is still going and things are fine. You can read the whole blog post over on my website, which I will link to directly in the show notes. And you also have about one more week to take advantage of the February consultation special and fall in love with your business again.
Thank you.
That was Santa Fe, New Mexico artist Tone Ranger with Wavelength. C-Mom says, let's have some nerdy news this week. Have you ever wanted to visit Mars? Well, you can't, but you could pretend to. NASA wants volunteers for its second year-long simulated Mars mission. For the mission's duration, starting in spring of 2025, the four selected crew members will live in a 1,700-square-foot 3D-printed habitat in Houston. It's paid, but nobody knows how much, but at least the living costs are covered. The Mars Dune Alpha Habitat at NASA's Johnson Space Center simulates life for future explorers on the red planet, where the environment is harsh and resources are limited. Here's what you have to do. Applicants have to be U.S. citizens, age 30 to 55, speak English proficiently, and have a master's degree in a STEM field, plus at least 2 years of professional experience, a minimum of 1,000 hours piloting an aircraft, or 2 years of work toward a STEM doctoral program. Easy peasy, right? That's some nerdy news for this week.
I hope one day I won't be down bad. No way around that. You know it's driving me crazy the way you sound so sad. And I know it's not how you planned it. When your tears fall down, I can't stand it. Just don't matter what I'm drinking, I can never forget. These memories are flooding me here like a gun to the chest. I told myself that one day maybe I'll be done with the pain. I take a shot and somehow I still got your ghost in my brain. Every time I think I'm done, I need more. Baby, you don't love me like you loved me before. Sick of being paranoid when I'm fine. Wish I could clear everything from my mind. If you hit up my phone, maybe I'm really up out of my league. Been a bit paranoid everywhere that I go, feeling like everyone looking at me. On the edge looking down, wonder if you would care if I got close enough that I might leave. Had enough coming down off of these bands, I'm a little bit drained and I'd rather not speak. Where is my confidence? Used to be obvious, life was so different way back in the day. Used to be different when no one would listen to these lessons. I wish I could throw them away. Stuck with the pressure of letting the people around me down. I should just think of myself. No, I can't slow down. No, I can't stop. Sick of being paranoid when I'm fine. Wish I could clear everything from my mind. If you hit up my phone, game decline. Leave me alone in the meantime. I hate explaining everything, so I'm gone. One day I won't dwell on this for too long. If you hit up my phone, game decline. Leave me alone in the meantime. In the meantime.
That was This Modern out of Arizona and their new single, In the Meantime. C-Mom says that is going to do it for episode 7. If you like what you hear, please share the love with friends, and you can send any feedback, suggestions, music to cmomsays@gmail.com. Thanks as always for listening, and you'll hear me again soon. You've been listening to the Scene Mom Says podcast. Intro outro music is Look Good for the Radio by Fairy Bones. Learn more about Danny and the show at dannycutler.com.